Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The night skies over Tel Aviv are clear, making for a pleasant evening. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is enjoying a mild night, perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, the temperatures are comfortably warm as the night settles in. Here are today's headlines. First, the United States has struck Iranian targets for the seventh consecutive night, according to the Times of Israel, from earlier today. Iranian forces have launched attacks across the Gulf, affecting Kuwait, Bahrain, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. Also, the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem has issued a security alert for its citizens. This development comes as Iran continues its regional offensives and targets American military sites, as reported by JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Iran is widening its offensive, focusing on airports and power plants across the region. The U.S. military has been actively targeting Iranian infrastructure for a week now. Separately, the United States has intensified its strikes on Iran. Israel Hayom reports that Tehran has suspended the Memorandum of Understanding with the U.S. after these new military actions. And finally, in earlier reporting from Walla, tensions between Saudi Arabia and the Houthis threatened to reignite conflict in Yemen. Attacks on key infrastructure signal a breakdown in the ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News posted just minutes ago about Iran's increased military actions, noting that airports and power plants are now targets as U.S. strikes continue. Memory shared insights from an Iranian economist who claims China is using Iran as a tool to maintain tension in the Middle East, which includes supporting Tehran with military resources during conflicts. Joe Truesman noted earlier today that Iranian missiles were seen over Zarqa Governorate in Jordan, highlighting the ongoing regional instability. Now for more on those stories, starting with the ongoing U.S. and Iran conflict. The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has been striking Iranian targets for a week, focusing on military and transport infrastructure. This escalation has prompted Iran to retaliate across multiple Gulf states, creating a volatile situation in the region. The increased military activity raises concerns about broader instability in the Middle East. Turning to the U.S. Embassy's security alert in Jerusalem, JNS highlights that this warning is in response to Iran's persistent attacks on American sites and its neighbors. The alert underscores heightened tensions and the potential risks to U.S. citizens in the region. This alert serves as a reminder of the precarious security situation for international communities in Israel. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Iran's targeting of airports and power plants indicates a strategic escalation. This move by Iran represents a broader offensive strategy aimed at crippling infrastructure across the region. The ongoing strikes could severely disrupt civilian life and essential services in affected areas. In related news, Israel Hayom mentions the U.S. military's new series of strikes against Iran. This comes after Tehran announced the suspension of a critical memorandum of understanding. This diplomatic breakdown signals a further deterioration in U.S.-Iran relations, with potential repercussions for international diplomacy and economic stability. Finally, Walla's report on the Saudi-Houthi conflict highlights the fragility of peace in Yemen. The recent attacks suggest a possible return to hostilities, threatening humanitarian conditions and regional peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Dana Nissel, CEO of Anubanu, spoke at the National Economic Conference, emphasizing that high-tech is not just an economic engine, but also a social one. This reflects Israel's ongoing commitment to leveraging technology for societal benefits, as reported by CTEC. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that the semi-final between Argentina and England was the most-watched World Cup game in Israel's history. This sporting event captivated the nation, highlighting the cultural significance of football in Israel. And finally, a recent vote in the U.S. House of Representatives rejected a bill to end aid to Israel, according to Globes. This decision reaffirms the strong financial and political ties between the United States and Israel, maintaining economic and military support. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.